we really continue to get a lot of questions from property owners who have seen the debris has been cleared from their property, but their property has not yet been certified clean and returned to the county for final sign-off. And we really want to remind people that there are two additional steps after the debris is removed from their property where soil samples are taken, and that can really be 2 to 7 weeks to get those turned around. And if they need to go back and take additional soil and more samples, then that process starts again. And then after that, erosion control measures need to be put in place before the state actually sends the documents back to the county for final sign-off to be certified clean.
Casey, if I could just ask you to elaborate, you said that even though their debris has been removed, it could actually be another 2 or even 3 months, right?
Yeah, and I think that timeline is a little unknown to people. The soil testing is anywhere from 2 to 7 weeks, so I know it's a pretty big range. But if there are still contaminants, and because the goal is to leave a site clean and ready for that rebuild so that those contaminants are not in the soil. We do, however, continue to see additional applications for building permits. We have just over 80 building permits that have been applied for in the county. 20 of those have been issued, so people are out and starting their rebuild, which is exciting and encouraging to see, both inside the burn area as well as for property owners who have elected to rebuild outside the burn area but still in the county. And we are busy evaluating trees in the county's right-of-way for removal, and so we've evaluated approximately 112 miles of roadway. We have maybe about 150 to evaluate for trees that have burned along the roadway, and then those trees will be marked for removal and start to come out sometime later this year. In addition, the board on Tuesday considered extending the deadline for temporary RVs or mobile homes that needed to be connected up to utilities like septic, water, power. They recognize that people aren't able to be back living connected to full utilities and temporary units. So the board asked staff to bring an item back in July to consider extending that deadline until the end of this year. So we continue to really look at the needs of the community in real time and try to make adjustments to accommodate everyone's recovery and encourage that recovery. One more thing, we are all experiencing a lot of traffic related to the recovery process. I would just really encourage everyone to be patient, to be aware, to take efforts to be less distracted while driving, and just to be cautious. It's going to be busy while the debris continues to get moved, and the county is working with the state to take steps to put more warnings out on the roads, but I think it's incumbent upon all of us to just be as aware as possible when we drive to increase the safety on our roads.
Next, let's hear from Jim Kyle with the Governor's Office of Emergency Services.
There tends to be a relatively significant number of properties where the soil needs to be retested. We still have 151 crews working steadily in the area. The pace has not changed. Just over 5,500 properties were cleared last week. That's 545 more than the previous week. And just over 1,600 have been returned to the county. That's 417 over the previous week. So that leaves just over 120 properties that were not returned to the county. So that's a relatively significant number of properties where the testing has to continue. And as Casey pointed out, it's very difficult to determine how long that will actually be. It depends on the amount of contamination.
Jim, if I could interject. So you're saying that there's 117 mm-hmm. properties that were cleared, but the soil testing came up with some issues, and so they're sending crews back out to do another round of removal. And then
right, exactly. Yeah, as Casey had pointed out, they may have to very well, depending on circumstances, scrape deeper. In effect, the process is starting over again. It's unfortunate, but
it also seems that
trying.
3 out of 4 of the properties that are cleared pass. So I
suppose. Oh, yes, absolutely, yes. We're averaging a minimum of 100 properties per day being cleared. That pace has been fairly consistent.
And now let's turn to Deborah Young with FEMA.
This week we licensed in the first families in a privately owned mobile home park in the burn area. 8 families have been licensed in so far, of 15 which will be in that park. Also, we expect to have families licensed in 2 additional commercial parks in the burn area, maybe beginning next week. I wanted to talk again about preparedness and some of the things that you might want to keep in mind in case you have to evacuate is keep an ample supply of clean bottled water on hand, have enough non-perishable food for at least 2 weeks along with a manual can opener, and know how to shut off the gas, power, and water to your homes if you have to evacuate. Make sure you have a flashlight and possibly a weather radio on hand and extra batteries for your cell phone, emergency cash, which you may need because ATMs often are offline after a disaster, and always keep at least a half a tank of gas in your car in case you have to evacuate. Gas stations also may not be available for days after a disaster. We encourage you also to sign up for emergency alerts. You can do so with your county, PG&E, SMUD, and other electric companies. You can go to their website and sign up to be alerted when they plan to shut the power. You can also download the FEMA app to get weather alerts from your area as well.
All right, Colette Curtis with the Town of Paradise.
Yes, thank you, Mark, for having us again. So far, we have received 152 applications for rebuilding. Of those, 65 have been issued. So every week, we are getting more and more applications in and seeing more and more folks coming into Town Hall and calling in, getting information. And for any residents or anyone who may be thinking of rebuilding, even if you haven't decided, a great first step is to go to the Building Resources Expo that's happening this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, the 29th and 30th, from 10 to 4 at the Silver Dollar Fairgrounds in Chico. I know our building department will be there, and I believe the county will be there as well. There's going to be over 90 vendors as well. There are contractors, banks, lenders, answering questions, giving information, and helping people as they take that first step to rebuild. It's free to attend. Also, this week, our town council unanimously approved and adopted the long-term community recovery plan, which has been in the works since February. If you haven't seen the plan yet, you can go online and see that on our recovery website, makeitparadise.org. And this plan really stemmed from community input that we have been getting since February and still continue to get. This plan provides us guidelines as we move forward in recovery, especially as we apply for grant funding to do some of these recovery projects. It's a living document, so nothing is set in stone, but we just felt it was very important after a disaster to have a plan going forward as we move through recovery.
Casey Hatcher with Butte County, Deborah Young with FEMA, Colette Curtis with the Town of Paradise, and Jim Kyle with Cal OES. Thank you all so very much.
Thanks, Mark.
Thank you. Thanks, Mark.